Melissa's in Lyndhurst. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Steve is going to resend the Redemption Week emails. Check your inboxes.
Got some open spots.
We do. All right, Melissa.
Don't, not everyone reply, though. Then we'll run out.
Everybody reply. Lying out of the door. Let's do this next week. All right, it'll be great. But we, yeah, if we can check your inbox. All right, Melissa, it's all about you. It's all about you trying to win this iTrump2E t-shirt. It is a limited, very limited edition. All right. Whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Okay. Jen, will you please leave the room?
I sure will. Good luck to you, Melissa.
All right. Melissa's in Lyndhurst playing the game. Producer Stevie stays in the studio with me. Jen's currently leaving the room. You know how this works. She stays out of the room for the entire first part of the game. She does not listen to. She does not participate. She has no idea what's happening in the on-air studio. When you're done answering the five questions, which just make sure you do before you hear the buzzer, obviously there's a timer. We'll play a quick song, grab Jen, bring her back in, and ask her the same five questions and see if you could bring that t-shirt to Lyndhurst. All right.
Okay.
Question number one. So we're getting our first look at Lexi Mindtree as a young Elle Woods in the upcoming Legally Blonde prequel series, which is called Elle. By the way, that series is going to debut on July 1st on Prime Video. Now, which actress made the role of Elle Woods famous in the Legally Blonde films?
Reese Witherspoon.
Question number two. Items from Matthew Perry's personal collection are going up for auction in June. Actually, you can bid on those right now. Funds raised will support addiction recovery programs through the Matthew Perry Foundation. There's going to be signed Friends scripts. There's a replica of the famous apartment door frame and also artwork that he owns. Matthew Perry played which character on the show Friends?
Oh, God. Not Joey, not Chandler. Oh, go on.
Oh, that's all right. There's the buzzer. As we move to question number three, Disney says that Hocus Pocus 3, it's officially in development. Bette Midler, Sarah Jessica Parker, and the entire crew, they're all expected back for the sequel. I need you to give me the first name of any of the three Sanderson sisters in the Hocus Pocus films.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Any name.
Clara.
There you go. It's after the buzzer. We'll count it. Question number four. Okay. Clifford, the big red dog, is getting a reboot with a new animated PBS Kids series. The new show is set to premiere next year. It's going to have 26 episodes, each episode running 11 minutes long. What is the color of Clifford's dog friend Cleo, who is an energetic, sassy, and loyal poodle?
Yellow.
Let's go with question number five. There's a new Meyer Supercenter at the old Geauga Lake Amusement Park property on Bainbridge in Bainbridge Township. Starting to think they're not going to bring back Geauga Lake. So
seems
it's
like when the grocery store takes over.
Going to be tough. Be tough to put those hills over the... Yeah, so I don't think it's going to work out. By the way, it's massive and opened yesterday. Speaking of Geauga Lake, give me the name of the wooden roller coaster at Geauga Lake that opened in 1988 and closed during the 2007 season following an accident that involved the derailment of a train.
A Big Dipper?
All right, let's go with the Big Dipper. Did you ever go to Geauga Lake, Stevie? Or were
I don't think so.
Man, that park was good. That was a good park. All right, throwback. Let's see how Melissa did. And now we're going to grab Jen, bring her in the studio, and ask her those same five questions next. Jen's back in the room. Let's continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Melissa's in Lyndhurst. Just, right before that Michael Jackson song, she answered five questions. How'd she do?
Melissa got one.
All right, Melissa.
One. Correct. Today. See if it holds up. Trying to bring that limited edition iTrump2E t-shirt to Lyndhurst. Let's see what happens. Question number one. So we're getting our first look at Lexi Mindtree as a young Elle Woods in the upcoming Legally Blonde prequel series, which is called Elle. The series debuts July 1st on Prime Video. Which actress made the role of Elle Woods famous in the Legally Blonde films?
Reese Witherspoon.
It was Reese Witherspoon. As we move to question number two, items from Matthew Perry's personal collection are going up for auction in June. You can actually bid on those now. Those funds raised will support addiction recovery programs through the Matthew Perry Foundation. So Matthew Perry played which character on Friends?
Chandler. Chandler Bing. Did you need the Bing?
I didn't, no.
Oh.
I didn't.
You looked at me weird.
That's my face. Question number three. Disney says Hocus Pocus 3 officially in development. Bette Midler and Sarah Jessica Parker and the entire crew, they're expected back for the sequel. Give me the first name of any of the three Sanderson sisters.
Mm-hmm. Melissa. Just like Melissa from Lyndhurst. No?
Can I admit I've never seen any of those?
Neither have I.
I had to look at it. I feel so bad admitting that. Almost like Titanic level. Just because a lot of our listeners love Hocus Pocus.
You've seen Practical Magic though, right?
Yeah. Sarah, Mary, and Winifred / Winnie.
Is Sarah one of the names?
Yeah.
I almost said that, but I'm like, oh, I'm probably just thinking that because of Sarah Jessica Parker. I have no idea.
Question number four. Clifford, the big red dog, is getting a reboot.
He doesn't bark like that.
How does he bark?
Yeah, you said you were.
I think he talks. Could be wrong. It's been a while since I watched it.
Yeah, you said that was your... I was asking you off air if it was... You watched
I grew up watching Clifford.
I feel like I read the books when I was a kid, but there was no cartoon.
Okay, doesn't bark.
I don't think he does that.
He was like
woof.
A nice dog, even though he was big.
Woof?
Yeah.
Woof.
He might be big, but he was nice.
I don't like that you're
Clifford,
testing out different woofs.
Can somebody send us an audio? If you're listening through the Odyssey app, you can record yourself and give me that woof of Clifford sounds. The big red gentle dog is getting a reboot with the new animated PBS Kids series. The new show is set to premiere next year. 26 episodes, each of them 11 minutes long. What is the color of Clifford's dog friend Cleo, who is an energetic, sassy, and loyal poodle?
White. Yellow.
Do you think?
Pink. Also red. Purple.
Yeah, purple!
I got it.
Question number five. There's a new Meyer Supercenter. It's going in the old Geauga Lake Amusement Park property in Bainbridge Township. Starting to think Geauga Lake's not coming back.
I think you're right.
Give me the name of the wooden roller coaster at Geauga Lake that opened to the public in 1988 and closed during the 2007 season following an accident involving the derailment of a train.
The Big Dipper. The Little Dipper.
Do you remember the wooden ride that would just, it was in the back of the park that would just shake you like crazy? Raging Wolf Bob's. That thing. That ride. I'm pretty sure I had a couple detached retinas from that ride.
Oh, my.
It shook you all over the place.
Well, it's probably good thing it closed.
Let's bring it back. Let's bring back Geauga Lake right now. Big Dipper.
I think Meyer
would rotor.
Like that.
I want it back. The wave.
The rotor gave me a headache.
Dragging me across
the wave was great.
It was not until dragging you across that concrete floor. You think to yourself, this is a great ride. But you go, oh.
What kind of amusement park is this?
This is great. It was the best amusement park maybe the entire world.
What was the one you could like fly like Superman to? Remember that?
It's when they like Cedar Fair took over it.
Oh.
Yeah, there was Superman. There was all sorts of stuff towards the end. Got a little weird. All right, final totals.
Melissa 1, Jen 2.
Oh. Ooh.
Good battle, Melissa.
Yeah.
You'll get me next time. That's
all
right.
At least we got to talk about Geauga Lake and Clifford, the really nice non-barking dog.
He probably barks, just not how you did it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
right, Stevie?
I'm going
to check our audio messages.
Yours is more like Browns related.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Melissa, it's always nice to talk to you. Thank you so much for playing the game, but you know what you need to say.
I do. This is Melissa from Lyndhurst, and I did not trump Tui.
Crystal's in Cleveland, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Crystal, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. Ready for you to play this game. We're excited. So whenever you are ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Okay. Go ahead and leave the room.
All right. I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Crystal.
All right. She's making her way out of the room. Crystal's ready to answer five questions. Producer Stevie, ready to keep track of the score. The door is shut. Let's get to it. Just always a reminder, just make sure you give me that answer before you hear the buzzer, because there is a timer involved. Trying to win the limited edition I Trump Tui t-shirt. So here we go. Harry Styles, this is question one, teased the video for Dance No More yesterday with this playful Instagram clip showing off his dance moves, also wearing tiny shorts. He confirmed the visual arrives today at noon Eastern Standard Time. Has Harry Styles ever won a Grammy? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Question number two. As filming gets underway for the Summer I Turned Pretty movie, author Jenny Han and Prime Video are urging fans to respect the production's privacy after videos from the set began circulating. Saw them all over the place yesterday.
Too.
All over the place.
I don't want to see any spoilers.
I know. By the way, the movie is expected to be released next year. True or false? Once again, we're talking about The Summer I Turned Pretty. Jeremiah is older than Conrad. Is that true or is that false?
False.
Question number three. Are you also ready to see the Summer I Turned Pretty movie, Crystal?
I am so excited for it.
Yeah. That was great.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did watch it, remember? I crushed that thing.
Yeah.
All three seasons of the show's game on. Question number three. Ariana Grande celebrated the 10th anniversary of Dangerous Woman by performing the song during rehearsals for her upcoming Eternal Sunshine tour, marking the first time she's sung it since 2018. Finish this Dangerous Woman song lyric. Don't need permission. Made my decision to test my blank.
Love?
I said go with love. It's a good guess. Question number four. The founder of CNN, his name is Ted Turner, has passed away at the age of 87 years old after a battle with dementia over the last few years. A statement from the Turner Enterprises said that he was surrounded by his family. Now, Ted Turner was married to which actress from 1991 to 2001?
Jane Smith.
All right, let's go with question number five. So if you're thinking about visiting Yosemite National Park in California, be prepared for crowds. Also be prepared for lines. The park is seeing the biggest crowds in more than a decade. Which massive granite cliff is popular with rock climbers at Yosemite?
Rocky Mountains? I don't know.
No, we're glad you guessed. Didn't the guy from Netflix climb that thing?
Yeah,
too?
He did.
That's unbelievable. I was just thinking about that. All right, we'll find out the name of that. And of course, now we got to grab Jen, bring her back in, and play the game as it continues in less than 4 minutes on Star 102. Crystal's in Cleveland playing this round of Chump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jen Tui's back in the room. We're going to continue the game as soon as you let Crystal know how she did.
Crystal got two.
There you go, Crystal.
Good job, Crystal.
Two correct today.
I think Tim and I dropped the hammer today.
I feel like we might have dropped a little bit of hammer. Little hammer.
Today.
Yep. Went shopping for the hammer. We dropped it with the questions today.
Yikes.
Sorry, Crystal. Oh, okay. It's all right.
Okay.
It's all right. We could tie it too. It has happened plenty of times. And then Jen loves the tiebreaker. We go to the tiebreaker.
I hate the tiebreaker.
All right. Question number one.
I hate the tiebreaker.
Thank you, Jen. Mm-mm. Harry Styles teased the video for Dance No More yesterday with a playful Instagram clip showing off his dance move in tiny shorts. He confirmed the visual arrives today at noon Eastern time. Has Harry Styles ever won a Grammy? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, he has. Three of them, as a matter of fact. As we move to question number two, as filming gets underway for The Summer I Turned Pretty, you know, the movie, author Jenny Han and Prime Video are urging fans to respect the production's privacy after videos began circulating online. By the way, that movie is expected to be released next year. True or false? Jeremiah is older than Conrad.
True. False.
Everybody knows that, Jen.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, yeah, you didn't watch it.
I started it. I watched, like, almost all of the first episode, kind of like The Pit.
Almost the first episode.
You went
almost
deep.
Almost all. Really deep on that one.
You got to go back to it.
I know. It was like a laundry folding show for me, you know, and I never went back.
Oh, yeah. The
LFS. Stop doing laundry?
Yeah. What?
Did you stop doing laundry?
No, I just...
It's a big load of laundry. That was the entire first episode. I think you're doing a lot to your
this
watcher.
This is getting excessive.
That is a lot. I mean, 40 minutes, that is a lot of laundry.
That's probably why I stopped.
Was it dry?
It was dry.
I mean, okay. You know what I'm talking about, Crystal? Like an entire episode folding?
I didn't finish the episode.
That is a lot. My
wrists nice house they're in, though.
My elbows, triceps.
Fancy beach house.
It's a fancy fold. Maybe it was a fancy fold. That's what
I
took
do
so
fancy
long.
Fold.
All right, we're going to question anything off of that. Question number three.
My goodness.
Ariana Grande celebrated the 10th anniversary of Dangerous Woman by performing the song during rehearsals for her upcoming Eternal Sunshine tour, marking the first time she sung it since 2018. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Tim.
Finish this Dangerous Woman song lyric. Don't need permission. Made my decision to test my blank.
Test my vision. Just trying to rhyme with decision.
Test. That was actually pretty good then in about 4 seconds. Test my limits.
Limits.
Question number four.
Yes.
As filming gets underway for the Summer I Turned Pretty movie.
Stop it.
The founder of CNN, Ted Turner.
I watched part of that.
First episode, you're folding laundry.
All right.
Entire load.
All right. I didn't mean to bring it up.
And refold. And over.
Because the Kardashians are over.
And oh.
Usually I watch them.
Founder of CNN, Ted Turner, passed away at the age of 87 after a battle with dementia over the last few years. A statement from Turner Enterprises says that he was surrounded by family. Now, Ted Turner was married to which actress from 1991 to 2001?
I don't know. Michelle Pfeiffer. Not true. Is she married to David Kelly? Who? Who is it?
Jen's face.
Immediately.
No, I hate it.
I like that I take the heat for Stevie's questions and I get the look. Like, I had anything to do with this other than reading it. It's Jane Fonda.
You did read it.
I did read it.
All right. It's your question.
Where are we at? This is the longest.
We're tied. Well, no, you're not tied. You only have one. You got to get this one two times.
We still got one more question.
She got two.
Oh, yeah, we're not even tied.
We're tied 2-1 going into the fifth question.
This is.
I hope you lose this one too.
Jen and Tim Show Math. All right, question number five. Jen, if you're thinking about visiting Yosemite National Park.
Oh, my God, Stevie. Just give her the T-shirt. God. Is this a geographical question?
This is the best.
It better not be.
Oh, yes, my gosh.
Stevie,
You just wait if we get to a tiebreaker. The hammer is going to drop hard.
I'm getting this wrong on purpose.
All right, so question number five.
What?
If you're thinking about visiting Yosemite National Park, which makes sense.
I'm not.
Beautiful in California. Jen, you have to be prepared for crowds. And of course, if there's crowds, you know what else there are. There are lines. The park is seeing the biggest crowds in more than 10 years.
Wow.
That is a big, great story and a great question.
It really is.
What massive granite cliff is popular by rock with rock climbers in Yosemite?
It's the granite cliff. I don't know.
And Crystal was worried about getting two correct. El Capitan. How come everybody knows that?
I've never even heard of
that. That's the captain.
I've never heard of it.
Tim heard of it.
Thank you.
The guy that I don't know his name, that climbed the building on Netflix. He climbed El Capitan.
All right.
El Capitan.
So I told you, kind of pop culture.
All right, wait, there's a song?
Yeah, you didn't know it? No, that's never mind. That was La Bamba.
Why is he singing?
Never mind.
He made that up.
I made it up. Final totals, please get us out of this.
Crystal 2, Jen 1.
Yeah!
Good job, Crystal.
Oh my goodness, you won 2-1. Remember, Jen got the first answer, I think.
Get that right even?
I don't even, you know, I forget.
Harry Styles.
Number one.
That was
Harry
10
Styles.
Minutes ago.
And that was a guess, by the way.
And once again, who are you looking at with evil eyes? Like,
well,
I had anything to do with this.
Crystal knew the Summer I Turned Pretty.
Yeah, she knew immediately.
She clearly watched it more than during folding laundry.
Yep. All right, exactly.
Yeah, I watched it like three times.
Now in your laundry, awesome. You know what's going there? Limited edition I Trump 2E t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Folded during that episode.
Congratulations.
Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
My name is Crystal and I just won from Chewy.